Let's lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline if you'd like to. Well, you can't. I have things to do here. You can always text us 321-0824 on Twitter at 953 the score for the station, at Sports Talk 953 for me, and for Nick at Rick Nodgers. About to start the fourth quarter. And last time their fourth quarter, March 1st, Oregon, Arizona, Ducks pitch a shutout. They're up 7 now, so if they do that again, they'll definitely win. Anyway, it's that time on Friday. We wrap crunch time with the Tool Shed, our weekly wonder, things like, why? Really? And we bust out the acronyms, the emojis, the whole nine. But before we roll out the nominees, welcome in the landlord to open the Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
That's like a Jim Carrey sarcastic laugh. Let's start with soon-to-be ex-LSU coach Will Wade. You know, when I know, now you start to see the scope of this federal investigation into some dirty stuff in college basketball. It's morphed into an NCAA investigation as well, which means, I don't know, it's the NCAA is literally a four-letter word. But this guy is an idiot. I'm serious. These people just break the cardinal sin. No law against being arrogant. No law against being stupid. But historically, the combo is, well, fatal. What part of everything you say and everything you do is recorded? Is that difficult? This idiot is basically proving the Fed's courtroom, providing the Fed's a courtroom blueprint. You can't really take what's being heard and spin it. I went to the handler with a blanking strong offer a month ago. Is really translatable. He also said, the player will be compensated more than the rookie minimum. So, innocent until... Who's kidding who? They've got it on tape. Next up, former tight end for the U and NFLer Kellen Winslow Jr. By the way, this guy's just a sleaze. And likely worse. He's in jail for allegedly performing lewd acts in front of a 77-year-old woman at a gym in California. He went full Harvey Weinstein in front of her. Allegedly touched her arm and foot in a hot tub. He's 35 years old. And if you think this makes him look like a deviant scumbag, well, don't jump to conclusions, because there's more. Let's not forget, next month he goes to trial. What are the charges? Kidnapping and rape from a wild spree that happened last year. And last June, he was caught running away from a trailer park in California and charged with burglary. He had been out on bail, was being monitored. Yeah, that's revoked. And at his age, there's a chance he never spends another moment as a free person again. You read what he stands charged with, and you need like 18 showers. It's really revolting. And lastly, former Cowboy defensive lineman David Irving. What a putz. Plain and simple, he actually took a video of himself, posted it on his Instagram account, visibly toasted after firing up, I don't know, a bong rip, a doobie, less than a week after he was suspended. Suspended for what? You guessed it. A third failed test in 3 years. Look, you've all heard me on this subject. Are the NFL's rules and punishments regarding weed, well, antiquated, draconian, out of touch, hypocritical, backwards, and stupid? Yeah. But anybody who joins the league knows for a cold, hard fact exactly what the rules are. End of story. There exists something called the letter of the law. His whole rant, I love football, but I hate the NFL. Well, that's a joke. He calls out people questioning his commitment to the game. Well, if you know you're out, if you burn and you burn and you're out, you ain't committed. This is on you, dude. End of story. But he didn't break the law. What the LSU coach did is stupid, and it's going to cost him his job. I think this is kind of a lock for Kellen Winslow Jr., who is just, I mean, if this all comes to light, I mean, he's one of the biggest scumbags in major sports, and there ain't a lot of wiggle room here. And with that, let's close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone! Alex, you're silly and unprofessional.